The resolution calls on Congress to undertake rational and reasonable reforms for the country's visa and immigration system. County Council Member David Ure said he was prompted to bring the resolution forward by a recent Summit County Farm Bureau meeting.
If the United States government really wanted to save money, they would resolve this problem, because I think we are wasting a lot of money, both on the border, and I say we have to close our borders, but in what we are trying to do, I think this would stop people from trying to sneak in across the border. This would give people an opportunity to come here legally and work, do what they need to do and return to their families, pay their taxes. I think it would help our school systems. I think it would help our medical systems. And I, for the life of me, if it wasn't for the ingrained politics back in Congress one way or another, and if they had the courage, they'd resolve this problem in about 15, 20 minutes if they really wanted to. It's in the best interest of every citizen in the United States, and also every undocumented person.
The council's action on Wednesday was also praised by a couple of citizens. Oakley resident Shelley Weber said the topic is hugely important.
For the last 20 years, I have been an advocate, passionate advocate for our Hispanic community and the large immigrant community that supports the economy of Summit County and Park City. It is a group of people that are my family. I so respect the efforts of our immigrant community to work here and to be assimilated into Park City, and also that the efforts that Summit County and Park City have put forward to assimilating the immigrants as well.
And Democratic activist Glenn Wright mentioned a personal anecdote.
About 39 years ago, I started working for an insurance company as a safety engineer, and one of the first risks I looked at in Los Angeles was a garment working factory. I was evaluating it for workers' compensation. 300 or 400 people work there. One of the first things you do is you go in and look at accident records. I said, wow, this is a great place. No accidents. One accident in 3 years. Then I looked at the detail. The only person who reported an accident was a person who was trampled at an immigration rate, who was a legal worker. The entire population of the factory had been intimidated into never reporting workers' compensation accidents.
County resident Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.